News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Evan Aer Lingus and IALPA, the Irish Airline Pilots Association, will meet this morning in a fresh bid to resolve the ongoing pay dispute. And Andrew Louth, News Talk reporter. Andrew, you're at the talks. Have people started to arrive? Do you know what the sort of the time frame is here?
No, we're not expecting anybody to arrive here, Ciara, until sometime between 8:30 and 9:30 this morning. But certainly these talks getting underway off the back. This is the second day of the pilots' work to rule, which is seeing them just basically work the hours that they're rostered for. They're not doing any overtime. They're not doing any work-related practices, such as answering emails outside of hours, answering phone calls, logging into internal portals. So we've seen the last couple of days, Ciara, that this basically tit-for-tat between Aer Lingus and the pilots' union, IALPA, of basically the two of them saying, we're open for talks, you call us. And it's been kind of like a game of chicken. And it seems that Aer Lingus is the one that's blinked and invited IALPA for talks this morning, and they're going to get underway later on.
Okay. Various things reported in the paper this morning, including Aer Lingus accusing the pilots. I wouldn't have thought necessarily that they were blinking, Andrew. That they looked to me like they're escalating. They said they've accused the pilots of going beyond a work to rule scenario, and they've also frozen lots of pilots' perks, so free travel, staff car parks, stuff like that, family tickets as well, even if they've already been issued. So I'm not sure. Do you think my read of this morning was IAG and Aer Lingus were sort of doubling down and saying, come and chat to us, and the fact that the pilots are going maybe shows a willingness on their part to concede?
Possibly, yeah. But at the same time, the two of them have basically been calling each other to invite the other for talks, and it's Aer Lingus that have sent out the invitation. So look, either way, you can only look at this scenario as hopeful for progress, because initially, you know, we've heard both of them. You've had Aer Lingus and IALPA on the programme over the last number of weeks. They've both been calling each other saying,
yes,
invite us for talks.
They've also both been insulting each other from a height. The rhetoric around all of this industrial dispute is a little bit freer and more antagonistic than you would see sometimes. We don't have any idea how long the talks will take, Andrew, or when we might be likely to hear whether or not there's any sign of white smoke.
No, we don't. It's only expected that they'll last a number of hours, because, you know, you've highlighted there seems to have been a lot more kind of, how would you describe? They seem to have been going at each other a lot more than you would see in normal
Absolutely.
Industrial relations disputes. Yeah. So I imagine
there
have
is
a
not
lot
a conciliatory
of,
tone is what I would say. But yes. You're exactly right, Andrew. And I know you will be reporting from there throughout the day. And we will bring that to you, of course, on the programme or indeed on the rest of the station, if there is any breaking news from those talks that are set to take place between Aer Lingus and indeed IALPA. Andrew Louth, News Talk reporter, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.